This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, May 11th, brought to you by AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Cattle futures lower today as the Wall Street Journal reported that President Trump would sign an executive order to waive tariff-rate quotas for all beef imports into the U.S. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said this won't help ranchers or consumers.
Well, look, NCBA and its affiliates and its 180,000 associated members across the country have continued to make the point that bringing in more imports, artificially monkeying around with supply and demand dynamics in order to try to manufacture a lower consumer price for beef, simply doesn't solve the underlying problem. We are at a low point in the herd. We need to rebuild that herd, and that means certainty for producers to make sure they're making those investments in an environment where they're going to see a return on that in 3 years when those investments finally pay off. Flooding the market with imports from foreign countries in an attempt to lower beef prices is only going to disadvantage those producers looking for confidence right now to rebuild that herd.
Industry reports suggest the president may make the announcement tomorrow. Reports suggest importers can buy more foreign beef without facing higher tariffs for a period of 200 days. Also tomorrow, the Senate Agriculture Committee will hold a hearing to address fertilizer price and availability. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton will offer testimony before the committee. Melton says these are challenging economic times.
I think we're beginning into a crisis in agriculture. I'll call it that right now. It's been coming for a number of years. I'm concerned about where we are, especially for some of our younger producers. I went through one of those times in the 80s. I'm beginning to think that that one was not going to be comparable to this one. I think this one could be worse if we don't get something done.
Melton says farmers and ranchers are suffering.
It's just everything we do in agriculture right now. It's from fertilizer prices. We've got labor. We've got all the things are all compounding at one time here. Cost for machinery, fuel prices. We can go on and on and on. And everything that we do is continuing to increase in our input cost and how what it is for production, and we're not seeing anything that can get us to being anywhere close to growing a profitable crop. And you can't do that long term.
Melton says input availability and price has already impacted their planting decisions this year.
On our farm this year, we made the decision last fall to not plant wheat or canola this year because of the price of fertilizer and the nitrogen and the fertilizer prices. We didn't see taking the chance on it any profitability that would be there for us. So we chose not to do it this year. We'll have to make that decision here again, you know, in the coming months about whether we do those two crops or not again.
Corey Rosenbusch with the Fertilizer Institute says the fertilizer supply and price for the 27 crop may likely be even worse than this year. However, the long term may be different.
Long term, we have the resources, if we can combine that with the right policy, to achieve the nutrient supply we need. I think that is a realistic objective. Then it comes down to distribution. So where are we going to be relying on foreign supply? Where can we bolster our domestic production? And what's going to go on in the world of geopolitics is going to influence that. It's a combination of both short term. I think long term, we have capacity to meet demand. We've just got to figure out a way to reduce some of the geopolitical conflicts.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.